my general papa meeting starts Wednesday at 1 p.m., which is same time as the board meeting, and it's Thursday from 8 to 12. Ooh. So if I go to it, I'll be probably missing the WCCA meeting. Yeah. So what I'll probably do is miss the J.I.O. Papa meeting.
And go to the WCCA?
Probably.
But you'll need to be there by 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
I'll need to be there by 1 o'clock, which means probably... That's a long ways to July.
Yeah, we're thinking if we left here after Tuesday's meeting, we go to Casper.
That something like that.
And then we could do that.
Yeah, something like that might
work. I know a place to eat.
Oh, in Casper?
No. Other place he knows is Hudson.
There are no credit cards.
Right.
Come on.
For the school bus stop. We paid for plenty of bills.
Yeah.
Eventually, you'll quit asking.
Yeah, I will. Not for a while.
Right. All right. Sam, come on up. Andre, we're ready for the Ice Arena Committee discussion.
Perfect.
Turn that microphone on for me there.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Good. Very good.
Sam, do you know everybody?
White.
Never met.
Nice to meet you.
Sam, David Burnett.
Nice to meet you. Very nice.
Good to see you, Sam.
Might as well go down the
just
table.
Just as well. What the heck?
Mary, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Good. Split one. I think that one's dead. Do you know anybody in
the Maybe.
All right.
So mainly we requested this meeting to get to know the new commissioners and kind of recap on everything that's happened last year. I know when we started first off, I'm the commissioner for the ice rink committee. What do we got? 2, 4, 5 people that sit on this committee. We kind of govern over the ice rink as far as scheduling, that kind of stuff goes. Of course, Andre, he's the guy that's kind of in charge of the budget, maintenance, the actual employees down there and everything. Last year we came to you guys with the idea that we were going to try to find somebody to come in and lease that ice rink. I don't think it's going to happen. We've reached out to a lot of people. I also believe that it would be detrimental to some of the clubs here in this county. I do think after going through last year, we started the volunteer deal. Andre could probably tell you more about that, but I think it worked very well.
Yeah, it went really well. Okay. It was really helpful.
And we was able to...
We were able to run it with 3 people there.
Good. It saved you man hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it helped out a lot.
Okay.
I also sit on the hockey board. We had some huge hockey games this year. We had 3 teams from Sublette County here take state, either A, or not A, B or C division. Figure skating show, talking with Ellen Ramsey. She's one of the people that sits on this committee. They had an excellent year. But what we need to know is what's going to be the plan for going forward in the future.
So are you pretty much... In accordance that hiring a contractor to run that is just not the right thing to do, Sam?
We are at the committee.
Okay.
I think, you know, you take Jackson Hole, model after Jackson Hole, right? Mm-hmm. Jackson Hole, it's just to play hockey. I don't know any of the other numbers, but what they've done is they've leased out that rink to a company that's going to make money off of it. In order to make money off of it, their clubs, they have to charge a lot. To do them, just to play hockey in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, you have to pay $1,200. Our hockey rates, for example, are $100. And that's a lot because of the community and what you guys have done for us in the past.
So but if you have a kid in Jackson, you have to pay $1,200.
$1,200
to let him go play hockey.
And some of our teams here we have so few players. I mean, the team that our kids play on.
Yeah.
There's so few that if you lost one or two, you wouldn't even have enough to have a team. I mean, we only had one rotation for a defenseman this year. So when you increase those costs, people are going to pull out and just not play.
And the big picture, you know, it's pretty amazing to think that a town the size of Pineville can compete with your big towns, your Gillettes, your Cheyennes, your Caspers, your Jackson Holes, you know, in a sport. It's okay. Pretty amazing. But we were thinking, too, that, you know, maybe we revisit the idea of hiring Andre, a guy that, you know, we don't have to get rid of the rink committee if we don't, you know, if we feel that it's a pertinent need to the things. You know, maybe we go look back at hiring a guy for Andre that's going to run that rink year-round, and he now becomes in charge of all the scheduling. All the scheduling goes through him.
Okay.
I think with this committee, the one downfall, and it wasn't really a downfall, but it was hard to, you had the committee in charge of the scheduling, you had JD and Duke down there at the rink in charge of scheduling, and Andre kind of in charge of scheduling, and that kind of, you know, anytime you have three cooks cooking the soup, usually the soup gets spoiled.
Okay.
So what are your guys' thoughts?
So going forward, how much of a burden would it be to move forward like we are right now and just continue doing it as we are right now?
What do you think, Andre?
I mean, I really think I need someone over there to run that place.
You need one full-time person.
I need a rink manager, kind of like what they had before, someone to run it, because they can do the scheduling, they can keep track on, you know, there's a lot of maintenance on the equipment and stuff like that.
Would you still have the part-time people there, or would they be freed to go do other work?
Well, we still have two of the people there still go do the landscape.
Okay.
In the summertime.
Okay.
I think Duke should probably stay there with whoever's running the place, because that person could bring in a lot more event. The plan would be to get them to get some things going. Let's get more people in there and get more use out of it. I think this committee they have has been doing a good job trying to get more events and things scheduled way out in advance, it seems like. But you know, Duke has to be there all by himself trying to handle all that.
You've got Duke and JD there?
Yeah, but JD will be going to landscape with him.
He goes to landscaping as soon as things green up,
weeks.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But Duke stays there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And basically what Duke does is he has to clean up the rink after. I mean, you got all those boards
right.
Have to be cleaned, the glass, everything. There's a lot, painting, things like that. But and then he has to be there for these events.
Okay.
And I think we could continue along with the volunteer program. I mean,
I definitely want to do that.
You know, where you're not having, you know, your off hours, say, you know, 5 o'clock, the employees can go home. It's hockey's time from 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. You guys are responsible. I mean, I think we've proven this year that it's worked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Commissioner Bowser.
Well, the advantage of that is it gives people using the building some incentive to see that things are done correctly.
Sure.
My idea is, however we do it, is we need to try and get that building busier than it is and used more than it is. It probably, I don't know how much vacant time it sits in the summertime, but it's significant.
It is.
And if we could somehow get some other events coming in there in the summer, we got the motel rooms.
Yeah.
It would help. You know, for the economy.
I personally would like to see the ice go on probably a month earlier than it does and stay on a month after this. Yeah, because we can get, you can do these 3-on-3 tournaments. You can do camps. I think it would be good to do like skating skills type camps and things at the beginning of the season to get kids back on their skates and get them going again. But you need to do those every year. The same time of year, so then you start building up more kids
because
now you're getting people from out of town coming to your camp. You'll get
so if we have camps and that sort of thing, can we charge enough fee to offset the cost of putting the ice on longer, or are we just looking at more money?
No, we can offset that. You know, we can work up a deal where, you know. I would like to work up a deal where the Hockey Association pays. This year was the first time we paid for ice time. We paid $10 an hour, which isn't a lot. I mean, it doesn't even put a dent in the budget for that place down there, but it's a start, right? we start having an annual event where we can, you know, start charging and getting. I talked to the rec board about holding a 3-on-3 tournament. The state tournaments that we have here, we're estimating we bring, you know, right around 500 people into the town, into the community. A 3-on-3 tournament with another set of cross ice dividers, I'm estimating we can get 1,000 people just because you can get so many teams and the games are so quick. You're basically playing two games at a time on the ice. It's a 25-minute runtime game. And, you know, it's a fast-paced, fast-moving. Cody does the same thing in, like, about this time of year, you know, early spring, late winter time,
so
they put one on.
Like
now we start.
Ice fee for the, all the people coming in using it.
Yeah, so what they would do is charge a team fee.
Entry
so
fee.
You know,
team
it would be
fee.
Like yeah. $600.
Yeah, entry
say,
fee
you
for
know,
a team.
Okay.
$250 bucks of that goes right back to you guys at the rink to kind of offset some of that cost.
Which, besides the people being in town.
Or more, or you know, whatever we need, but whatever that cost is, we need to understand what it is and what the process it is to put it on there. I mean, we don't have to paint the ice and do the whole full 9 yards if we're just going to take it off again. You know, we can just put clear ice down.
Can you come up with some estimates on cost benefit to adding another employee, and then we can pick up this discussion during budget with the rec board?
Sure, I think I think if you and I work together on that,
we need to see that the cost savings
is there.
It would be there with the increased position, because we know that the cost will be there.
Exactly.
That's obvious. I mean, that's a no-brainer, but we need to see the cost benefit comparison.
Sure.
If you can work on something like that for us.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, because this is new to me, but you're requesting or suggesting that you need another person that's going to be the rink manager, and that's going to be a year-round position? Is that
yes.
correct? What do you do, and I don't know, that's why I'm asking, what do you do with that individual if the rink is not up and running full-time? Is there something else for that individual to do?
Well, I mean, they obviously could go on landscape, but I think it's a full-time position just yeah. because, they're prepping for events pretty regular. I've already seen on a little post-it note, they had written down at least 5 events that are coming up.
Plus your indoor soccer.
And you got the indoor soccer. We would like to see maybe like a...
We're trying to start and develop.
Yeah,
there's other
roller, because you can do a roller hockey when
yeah,
you don't have the ice on there.
And you know, there's been things like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet there.
The archery still
archery
comes
shoot,
in all
yeah.
season.
We just need to see the cost benefit.
Yeah.
If you can help us out with that, then we're closer.
Okay.
And this all goes through the rec board.
Rec board.
Okay.
The position would be through maintenance.
Through maintenance. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've spent a lot of time there,
yeah.
More time there than I probably should, just trying to supervise the ice rink, and we really need someone there.
Just
to
one
to
other question.
Go ahead.
You made a comment about the ice committee would stay in place. I guess being new, I don't understand how long the ice committee's been there, what the function or philosophy behind that was.
Yeah.
Might give some explanation, because I don't know.
Go ahead. It's not been that long.
No. Okay. So we just started the ice committee last year, and our ultimate goal was to find a way or to make that rink profitable, whether that be, you know, find
so that
a
would
leasing
still be an ongoing
company,
goal, but.
Or you get rid of the ice committee and a manager takes over
okay.
that position. Problem with the ice committee is you got a bunch of volunteers. I mean, we got normal jobs and...
Gotcha. I understand that. Yeah. Thank you.
So the concern is the rink is really busy during hockey season. And even if you lengthen that by a month at both ends, but you're looking at trying to prepare and make it busy all year long to
yes.
make it pay for itself. That's the downtime away from hockey is
yep.
is the solution.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the size of our community at this point, you know. I mean, basically you got 130 people registered for hockey. I think another 40 or 50 registered for figure skating. You know, that's less than 200 people that are going to incur a majority of that cost from the community. That's a huge cost to ask them, you know. Mm-hmm. That's more like the way Jackson runs their rink. But, I mean, they went out to a leasing company, leased it out to the leasing company, and like I said, the costs are huge. Plus, they have the moose.
But part of the goal in promoting more use would also be promoting, for lack of a better term, unconventional use of a hockey rink.
Yes.
Okay.
Summertime
stuff, you know. So.
Yeah. We're talking economic development for the community. We're talking all kinds of stuff, bringing people in.
Yes.
Because we have the space, the indoor space to do it.
Yes, we have a beautiful building, you know, that we have that space that we can bring some of those vents in and work on it, you know.
In the past, when they would do things like a camp or maybe a little tournament, they would do it 1 year, but they wouldn't do it the following year, or you know, they'd have a camp and then the next year they'd have a camp, but it'd be a different person. And it would be much better if they could get the same thing going annually, so then people just know that's coming up. Yeah, we go to the Pinedale camp every year, and it's good, you know.
Basically trying to do the same thing with our fairgrounds.
Yeah.
To get some organized events coming year after year and keep the facility.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well when you do a different one each year, you know, do something different, and it's at a different time, because then people just don't get used to it. I think you can just build up how many people. Pretty soon, I think you could be turning people away, you know, saying we're full. But.
Okay. Very good. Kay, you had a comment?
I do. Probably 5 years ago, Commissioner Bousman made the comment that we needed somebody like JJ in there to run it. And it's obvious that that's what needs to happen. They need to have somebody who's well-qualified, that knows what they're doing, and is working at bringing in more events, for lack of a better word, because it's a facility that should be used and used well. And the only way to do that is to have somebody come in here, then that's what they're going to do. Because you guys work at it really hard, but it's not what you're doing. It's not, you don't have the time, you don't have the maybe the expertise even to go in and do it. So I think rather than put it off another however long, it needs to be something that is seriously addressed by the commissioners to move forward with it and have it be a functioning asset in the community. Because I was at the hockey games, and they're amazing. There's lots of people there, and lots of kids that are having a great time. And there's no reason we can't use it for more than just hockey. Yeah.
Work on those proposals for us, and then let's pick this discussion up during budget.
Okay.
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 Sounds good, gentlemen. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You too. Nice meeting you.
Appreciate that. Our executive session with the sheriff has been moved up, and he'd like us to go down.
Andy.
When we became.
And Justin is here. Justin Wilkinson.
Okay.
He wants to talk to you for just a minute, and then.
Okay, Justin, can you make it brief? Okay, that's fine. Don't let me put pressure on you. I'm sorry. That's just what I do.
How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
How are you? Good.
I apologize. My printer failed, so I only have two packets of information for you guys.
That's all right.
But I just want to give you guys an update kind of where we're at. New York Life did come back with your group term quotes. They can save you right now is roughly 4% off the price that you have right now. That will, if we implement this program, this employee whole life program that we discussed, they'll give an additional 3-5% discount on top of that. So I wanted
Perfect.
To, I don't know.
Give one to Mary. Excellent. And we'll share the other one.
Okay. And so basically right now, New York Life basically matched everything that you guys currently have. The only big differences are, on the reduction schedule at age 65, they normally reduce at 70% with who you currently have. New York Life doesn't go that far. So at age 65, you get a 65%, which is actually better for the employee in the long run. So that's kind of an added little bonus that gets thrown in with that discounted price, as well as they include a waiver of premium automatically on that. And what that is if any of your employees becomes disabled, they will pay the premium for the employee. And I don't believe, and I couldn't find anywhere in your current policy that you had anything like that in place.
Okay.
I was hoping the number initially it came back a lot better, but we had a slight miscommunication in numbers that I initially got, and so this is what they came back with, and it does be your current price. And like I said, depending on where we stand on that employee whole life program, they will offer an additional discount. We've already sent out paycheck stuffers just to tell the employees about the program. We've sent out have you sent out
emails? Blast more.
Okay, so we're going to blast more emails. Actually, I'll get you some more information tonight or right after this meeting. You can blast with that. I've had several employees already call and ask about the program and ask, you know, more about it and stuff like that. So there is so far some interest.
Good.
So I just wanted to let you guys know where we stood on
that. Thank you for this. You probably realize that we just signed a contract with our insurance carriers.
Wrong insurance.
This one.
This is health insurance.
This is what?
Our life insurance.
Yeah, life.
Yeah. So August 1st.
But I thought isn't this a comparison between Tegeler's insurance and...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the insurance we just did, the 1st of April, is our property and liability.
Okay. Not life.
Not our health
insurance.
And life. Yeah.
Okay.
Not health and life.
This is health.
This is health and life.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Which one of you guys wants to take the first stab at it? Go ahead.
Mr. Rojas.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Sounds good, okay. Justin. Thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah. We've moved up. That has been moved up. Our executive session with Sheriff Lear.
2:30 instead of 3.
Yeah. So, would someone would like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn our regular meeting and go into executive session and with Sheriff Lear and the Drug Task Force.
Second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded.
To see if there was a follow-up. We had heard that there may be another vote and a discussion regarding the COG that would be today.
No.
Is there a follow-up time for that?
No. That wasn't planned. Yeah.
Is will that be on an agenda coming up?
No. Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we go into executive session with Sheriff Lear and the Drug Task Force. In accordance with Wyoming Statute 16-4-405A9, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. When we come out of that, Stephen, we'll adjourn the meeting completely, and there will be no action taken.
And in terms of, I saw the 14-405A9, is there any more clarity as to what...
I wish I could tell you, and I wish Matt was here.
Information, but just in a generic sense, is there any information related to what? And I assume it's law enforcement related, but...
And drug task force.
And drug task force.
Confidential.
Yeah.
So I think that's about all I can say at this time. Okay. Excellent.
We don't know what we're doing.
All right. Let's go downstairs.
Are we taking our stuff with us? Or
yeah, take your... Well, you can leave. You can leave it if you want. I'm taking my stuff with me.
I think I will too.
You want these, I'm sure.
Always with the big
Send me those.
He just wanted to know which exit we were taking.
What's that?
He just wanted to know which exit we were taking.
Hand me that other.
Now, where is this meeting at?
Down in the
sheriff's office.